Councillors, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plains Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the building chief or acting chief warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Can we start the meeting?
Just ringing for
prayer.
Okay.
Beautiful. Lord, we seek your support and guidance in our deliberations today. May we always in our discussions and decisions strive for the betterment of our Shire and its people.
Amen.
Ordinary Council meeting for the 27th of May. Do we have any leave of absence requests? Councillor Hunkley's on it. Is absent.
Got yours.
Acceptance of late reports. We've got one late report.
We just received the apology.
Apologies.
Yep.
We have from Councillor Humphreys.
Yep.
Someone move that. Move Councillor Castles. Seconded Councillor Montgomery. All those in favour? Any leave of absence requests? No, done that. Acceptance of late reports. We have one late report. Someone like to move and accept that. Move Councillor Castles. Second of Councillor Crawford. All those in favour? So moved. Adoption of the minutes from the 13th of May. Circulated. Someone like to move that they be adopted.
Yep.
Move Councillor Montgomery. Seconder. Councillor Ritchie. Thank you. All those in favour? So moved. Declarations of interest, just a few things on today. Can be done later in the meeting if you realise there's an issue. No declarations. I'd like to open the public forum. Someone like to come and speak?
Just anywhere. Name and the right. Report to which you would be speaking.
We do write, but not often.
Just your name and the report to which you're speaking.
Yep, hi. My name's Kylie McMillan, just regarding the Mihai Caravan Park sale of land. Alrighty, so we're the current lessees of the of the land. We've been there for 8 years. We've suffered, like us all, through the drought, the floods, COVID, and of course the crime. We have built the name up of the park over the last 8 years, and we're really proud of it. We wish to continue that, and we wish to have a lot of upgrades and updates to the current business. A few of you did come for a little tour around previously, and we're all showing what we wish to do. We've made Moree our home with my family as well. Obviously, I'm a Kiwi, and we've all come over here. And we love Moree. I have actually taken on a second full-time job at Woolies for the last 12 months to also financially assist us to get the land so that we can move forward as well. Our future bookings, we have heaps of future bookings. The industry has just grown so much. Obviously, no one can go overseas, so they're all wanting to come through. Our current occupancy of cabins is 90%, and our powered sites are now over 70, and that's just in the last 2 months.
Good.
And, that's climbing. And as you know, we've had a long relationship with council. We've had promises made and promises broken, but we're ready to get the necessary repairs done ourselves and move forward and promote Moree and provide comfy accommodation to our travellers to promote this town.
Thank you.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
Another speaker?
Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, I'm not here on behalf of Transforum. I'm here on behalf of myself.
Sorry, your name? And
Ingrid Kaneda. So I'm actually from Gunnedah, and I'm working up here in Moree on a non-local 14-7 roster. Lucky for me, I've been able to be accommodated at the Mihai Caravan Park. Have been there for almost 6 months now. So I call one of those little cabins the tiny house. And I just wanted to come and support Kylie and her family in their bid to purchase the land. You know, as Kylie said, they've been here for 8 years, and it's no mean feat to move from another town, or let alone overseas or New Zealand, to Moree, which is, you know, deemed as far northwest and have suffered through droughts, floods, fires, numerous things. And to sit back and go, I've been here for 8 years is pretty good. I think that shows commitment that they are not here for a short term. They've come in here to make a life here in Australia, in Moree, and having the caravan park as their business is key to their success. Key to their further success, I guess, is to be able to purchase their land so that they can then do some improvements to extend on their business. So I personally, you know, just recently we had the floods. We were all evacuated safely out of the Mihai Caravan Park, and we had to go to the Burke and Wills, where predominantly most of our workforce was. We were surrounded by water, and it was just like the day we got back to our cabins, it was just so fantastic. Walked in and it was just like home. The rooms were spotless. Just the work that these guys do in support of us and all their guests is amazing. I can vouch for, I'm surprised she's not saying there's 90% occupancy. It's full over there, which means, yes, COVID has an impact and no international travel, so people are coming to see what they don't normally see in their backyard, their own backyard. So having the ability to have a local person familiar with what is going on in the community to then spread out to the tourists is a positive. So and Kylie, yes, I've seen her at Woolworths, so hardworking. That's a clear indication of being hard work. Managing a business and working full-time is no mean feat. So I'm fully supportive of it, and I'd like it to stay local, and I believe that may not reach the 17-year title, but, you know, 8 years of hard yakka through tough times and then coming out the other side is a good thing.
Okay. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No more speakers. We'll close the public gallery.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Move on. Up the forum. Agenda item number one. It's approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number one is the presentation for Council's consideration to commence the public notification for a period of 28 days of the draft operational plan and budget. Councillors, as you're aware, and you would recall that we have workshopped the draft operational plan and budget through a number of workshop opportunities, of which there has been a review in detail and further input by councillors. Council also, as you're aware, but for the TAFE purposes, we have workshopped the operational plan and budget at our committee meeting this morning, where I have thanked the organisation, councillors in particular, for their participation and contribution to reviewing our plan, and very pleased, Mr. Chairman, that we are bringing the operational plan, which is a continuation of Council's commitment through delivery of services to our and on behalf of our community, of the operational and delivery plan over the cycle of this Council. Particularly pleased, councillors, through you, Mr. Chair, that we are bringing a proposed draft budget with a surplus going forward. Looking forward to the commencement of public notification and also the community's further input for the matter to be brought back for Council's final review and adoption, should Council agree to do so. And, Mr. Chair, there is further opportunity for the Council as a whole and individual councillors to participate in the notification and exhibition period, should there be any further requests for amendments, changes or inclusions in that process. Mr. Chair, Mr. Probert, who on behalf of his team has continued to work very hard, and the staff have put a lot of long hours into bringing the levels of service and also the surplus budget back for consideration today. Staff, through myself and Mr. Probert, are here to answer any further supplementary questions, Mr. Chair. Happy to do so. The recommendation before you is that the operational plan and budget be put on exhibition for a period of 28 days and Council consider all further public submissions.
So moved. Extensively workshop.
So the late report wasn't relevant to this?
No, not to the late report is in the current financial year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It might come back in 28 days.
Right. No, that's fine. Yeah, I understand that.
So it's been extensively workshopped. So it's been moved by Councillor Tramby, seconded by Councillor Castle. Further debate? All those in favour? Once again, would you like to speak to Councillor Penn?
I think it's all been said, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Castle?
It's a no-brainer, and thank you once again, Mr. Probert, and all your fabulous people for making us feel we know exactly what's going on, even if we don't really. But we have a very good indication thus far. Thank you very much.
So moved. Thank you. Report number two, Mr. Probert.
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Chair. Our monthly procedural report under Section 625 of the Act dealing with Council's schedule of cash and investments. Very little change from the previous month. We're holding about $30 million in TDs and operating accounts. We're still obviously very low interest rates. Happy to take any questions.
Says it all.
No questions. Happy to move.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, just a question. 2.27. How low are we going to go? Got a big mattress to put down the seat?
Limbo low.
Actually, I will ask a question. I was told the other day that there's no guarantees at this stage with financial institutions as there was during the GFC, that each depositor is only guaranteed up to $250,000.
That's correct.
There's no other guarantees out there. And yet we had in the GFC, our deposits were guaranteed by the federal government. Don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
That's better.
That was to maintain, through you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Councillor Tremey, and my understanding is your references are correct, and the earlier guarantees by the federal government was to use their endeavours to maintain confidence in the financial institutions to prevent a run on institutions, and that has, I'm not sure of the time period that was applied, but no, I think that has been now withdrawn. You're correct.
We do nothing about it.
Must be spendable.
No. Most bits restricted.
So it was moved by Councillor
yep.
Montgomery, seconded by Councillor Tramie. All those in favour? So moved. And today, report number three is a late report. Acknowledgement of local people who participated in World War II.
So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Maxwell has prepared on the discussion at the earlier committee meeting, which agreed to recommend that this matter be brought forward as a matter of urgency, the discussion points for the Council's consideration. I'm sure Councillor Tramby may wish to contribute to the discussions, but Mr. Maxwell... would like to present the report and some background commentary to the dot points that are before you now.
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Chair. Following those recommendations from Councillor Tramie, Council has the opportunity to publicly recognise the life and achievements of some local people who participated in World War II. Council staff proposed to undertake some research and prepare a further report for Council's consideration. And that will identify how such people can be publicly recognised and any findings that might be available to deliver such a project.
Beautiful.
The recommendations, as you see, the Council staff investigate options to publicly recognise local people participating in World War II and that Council receive a further report outlining those details.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Maxwell, there was also a request that any recognitions perhaps be considered as part of the positive contribution by Council to reconciliation initiatives as well.
Councillor Tramie, would you like to?
I'll certainly move that.
Yep, not seconded.
And I'll speak to it. I think it's a very good, well worded. I had some concerns expressed to me during the break. I think they're now endorsed by that particular person. Yeah, she's smiling. What it was, we don't want to create expectations that we can't fulfil.
Mm.
We keep it very broad, very wide, and see what we can do.
Very sensible.
Councillor Castles, do you want to speak?
It's a no-brainer, darling.
Mm.
Let's do it.
And staff to move on that. Thank you. So all those in favour? Yeah. Move. All right, now we need to go into confidential. I would like to move to go into confidential. Councillor Ritchie, seconded Councillor Crawford. All those in favour?
Recording's on.
Move out of close, Councillor. Move Councillor Ritchie, seconded Councillor Montgomery. All those in favour?
Yep.
Back in open council.
Don't go outside, do it. Does that quorum?
Mr. Rogers, your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Report number three in closed council in relation to confidential sale of Mio Caravan Park, that council accepts all its expressions of interest proposals as tabled at the meeting. And point two, the council gives general manager delegated authority to further negotiate the sale of the Mio Caravan Park. Report number four, securing Moree Plainshire Council water supply, that council supports the acquisition of water licences to secure Moree's long-term water supply as outlined within the report. Point two, that the general manager be granted delegated authority to purchase additional water entitlements in accordance with the report's confidential note. Point three, that any documents required to effect said purchase be executed under seal of council if required. Report number five, confidential village maintenance contract RFT 21-01, that council should that numbering be Ms. Murray? One, that council considers the tenders received the contract number RFT 21-01 village maintenance contract for the period 1 July 2021 to 30 June 2023, that the lump sum tender of Donald Contracting for contract RFT 21-01 for the village of Binningai be accepted for the amount of $16,759.10 exclusive GST, that the lump sum tender of JNR Fleggerburn for contract RFT 2101 for the village of Durley be accepted in the amount of $34,500 exclusive of GST, that the lump sum tender of James's Mowing and Landscaping contract RFT 21-01 for the village of Yarraman be accepted for the amount of $21,881.82 exclusive of GST, that the lump sum tender of Donald Contracting for contract number RFT 21-01 for the village of Kalamalawar be accepted for the amount of $52,054.55 exclusive of GST. The last point, that council reclaim the maintenance of Ashley and Boomai for village maintenance and continue with the maintenance of Grar and Weimar. Report number six, confidential mooring maintenance contract RFT 21-04. That council considers the tenders received for contract RFT 21-04 mooring maintenance contract for period 1 July 2021 to 30 June 2023. That the lump sum tender of J&R Fleggerburn for the contract RFT 21-04 for mooring maintenance contract be accepted for the amount of $45,000 exclusive of GST. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, councillors.
Thank you, Linesman. Thank you, Ball Boys. Declare the meeting closed.